So that's what happens. A pattern that is well established, whether it's a big pattern or a little pattern, you really change it, everything gets a little out of whack. Everything. And this can even be a small pattern. Everybody will be familiar with this. Ever do this thing where you say, I'm going to eat better. Right? New pattern. I'm going to eat really good. What happens? Every commercial on TV is about food. And then your friend shows up with home-baked something. And if you don't eat it, you're going to hurt their feelings. Right? It's because you're disrupting a pattern that already exists. You can even think it, and the pattern will be, no. Let's keep things status quo. Okay? So, you know, here's the journey. You don't get to skip. Could somebody get the door for me, please? Thank you, Randy. So you don't get to skip whatever the growth is. You know, we're not in charge of that. And so when you start seeing the glass half full, oh, yeah, the half empty version is not going to want to let you go. It's going to say, no, come play with me. Come think these thoughts that we're familiar with. So really, Chuck's tap was about integrating all the changes and being empowering that. And so you're really actually experiencing the physical reality of change and growth, and it's going to trigger everything in you that's not already at that level. Everything that you desire, every prayer that you've had, every thought, every dream, everything within your memory, your cellular memory, your subconscious memory, your family heredity memory, everything that doesn't match that level of existence will come up for you to be with. Does that make sense? Because you have to vibrationally match. So you can either look at it as, man, that stinks. That's hard. That's not fun. Or you can look at it as, okay, come on up, baby. I'm ready to align with you. I pick, okay, bring it up. Because I want to get there faster. And have fun while I'm getting there. Right? So tapping is the most powerful thing I've found for clearing the stuff that won't allow you to resonate with what you want.
I'll say that part of that thing again, like when you went back to talk about the office a second ago, so you were saying things are happening because what now? I didn't quite get it.
You're actually in a physical, tangible. It's physical reality of moving into a bigger new space.
So we haven't moved yet, but I see what you're saying, at least symbolically.
Well, even if you looked at the space.
Right.
Okay, so you started interrupting the pattern of one level of success.
Okay.
And so now, and it's, you know, the physical reality is much denser. So by the time you hit the physical reality showing up, that you've found the space, you've signed the lease, you got to do all the work of moving and insurance and staffing, phone systems, all of that, when you're in that, that means there's already been such a massive disruption to the old pattern because you're thinking new thoughts, you're interacting differently. So everything in your makeup that is not in alignment with that new level of success is going to come up for you to deal with. So for my family of four, we're not yet aligned with this new level. We reach some tipping point, maybe with the new vehicle and everybody going through changes all at once. So, but you know, it can be, you can look at it as, oh, okay, I'm in this or not. I have my debit card. This is the third time. So they suggest I use credit card because they can, somehow people can steal the credit card and the PIN. The debit card?
Yeah.
I didn't know. This happened to me three times. Well, I could tell some big story, right? I could get you to all feel sorry for me right now. It was a hassle and blah, blah, blah. You know what? It wasn't. I had an urge to look at my online banking. I'm like, wow, somebody's shopping at Randall's, but I have my card. So I did a quick check, made sure none of my family had used it to gas up or anything. You know, I just wanted to be clear. And then I even... if you know me, you'll appreciate this. I have my older son. I'm like, I didn't go to Randall's yesterday, right? And he's like, no, Mom, you were with me all day except for when you went to class. So it wasn't like a late, you know, showing up the next day. And so then I called the person to make sure I wasn't a little spacey. And she's like, no, it was a PIN transaction. I'm like, how could they get my PIN? It's not even written down anywhere. And so she explained that there's a third person. And so what does that mean? Does that mean I'm not spiritually evolved? No, it means I'm on earth and people steal credit cards. That's all. And I'm in choice. I can call and, you know, talk to the credit people and be upset and victimized, or, you know, now I just carry a cash because I got to wait 10 days to get something new. That's all. That's all. Do you feel the choice? Mm-hmm. And was I good at it before? No. Most of my tapping's been on the phone. I have previously told the story of I hate being on the phone with mortgage people, insurance people, blah, 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 blah. And now I just decided, well, they're, you know, they're not going to actually get smarter or nicer or kinder till I shift. So there you go, guys. That's what you're playing with. But there's going to be a lot of chaos. But there's also a lot of good. So much good possible for you. So much more today than there has ever been before. Because so many of us are choosing. Okay. So Thursdays usually aren't this much teaching. I don't know what's going on today. All right.